So let's define what a paradox is. The paradox is when I say, I see that the sky is blue, but I am colorblind. Well, they can't both be true. Otherwise, is the sky really blue, or am I seeing the sky as blue, but I'm colorblind? That's a paradox.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, casting director with Pat McCorkle at McCorkle Casting in New York. How are you? Are you having a good day? I hope you are. I'm having a really, really good day, so I wanted to share that with you, partly because I just came back from yet another trip. You know, I love going to these colleges and universities. I love going and visiting, as I've said in many podcasts before. This weekend, Pat and I went to Indiana University, talking to their BFA and MFA actor trainees, going into the profession and getting some really excellent training at Indiana University, and really happy to have spent some time. And hello to all my friends now at Indiana University. Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, the podcast for actors, insights for actors, and the business of show. Today's episode we're calling The Paradox. We're going to explain what that means and give you some examples of paradox as it relates to the acting profession in just a moment. And this is that moment in the podcast where I thank you so very much for tuning in. It's really cool to see the numbers growing exponentially. We have a reach around the world, and I never ever expected that to happen, and yet here we are. So if you're just tuning in, welcome, glad to have you aboard. Be sure to visit castingactorscast.com and find out about past episodes that I have listed there. If you click the comment form, click submit, you will be taken to a downloadable PDF of a book that I wrote called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. So if you have any interest in doing some voiceover work, this is a 100-page book, absolutely free of charge. By the way, I don't have sponsors for this program. I am not monetized in any way. I just like doing this. So if you're here just to kind of find out what's going on in the business of show, you've come to the right place, but with my sincere thanks. Paradox, what does that actually mean? Well, perhaps you heard from the opening segment, the paradox is really where two statements can't be true at the same time, and yet the two statements are supposed to be true. So I'm going to tear apart some of those actor paradoxes, and these are based on questions that I've heard from college and university students across the country. I do a lot of traveling, and I love doing it. Hey, listen, if you're interested in having me come out to teach, if you want me to come out and do a workshop or something like that, yeah, get a hold of me by going to Casting Actors Cast and leaving a comment. I'm happy to talk to you about that because I just love doing it. So let's talk about paradoxes that exist out in the world of professional acting and show business. And the first paradox is, I can't get a job or a good job unless I have an agent. And I really can't get an agent unless they see me in a good job. Boy, that is a paradox. So let's tear that apart just a little bit. First of all, I think it's a mistake in assuming that you have to have an agent to get a job. What's happening right now in the business, as I see it, is that a lot of actors are being very entrepreneurial. Ooh, good word. They're being very entrepreneurial by developing their own stuff. They are connecting with playwrights. They're creating acting companies. They are creating work for themselves. They're shooting their YouTube episodes. So there's a lot going on that does not require representation. Now, eventually, if you're interested in being a professional actor over any length of time, an agent is probably going to be in your future. But don't let the lack of an agent prevent you from thinking creatively about how you can get your talent out there, how you can expose your talent to people that might make a difference. After all, many times workshops, showcases, there are opportunities that agents happen to like to go to, and you might just find yourself in a position to be meeting an agent that you didn't expect. Now, the other truism about that is that how are agents looking for actors? And the answer is agents are looking for new talent all the time, especially if it's in areas that are extremely popular in terms of what's going on in the business. People of color right now seem to have a really great advantage because of the enormous amount of new products that's being developed out there. So there's an example of how a paradox can be both true and false at the same time. You don't necessarily have to have an agent to get a job, and you don't have to get a job in order to get an agent. It all kind of happens in a seamless way, especially if you don't force the issue, but do all of the right and good marketing things that you can do to let others know that you are actually working. I think actors should always be developing, for example, a one-person show. That's always a good idea. First, it's great to keep your talent fresh, but also you just never know who might want to book you to do that one-person show, either about a famous historical character, or maybe it's about a series of character, or maybe it's a one-person show about your family. Maybe you want to write your own, you know, 90-minute, an hour to 90-minute piece about something that is important to you and make it creative and make it interesting. And even though you might not think you're a writer, write about something you know, and there is really a good chance that you can have something that's entertaining and vital and keep you busy, which is oftentimes the way an actor gets frustrated, is the lack of keeping themselves, the creative flow going. So make sure that you're doing everything that you can, and the right situation, the right agent, the right scenario will play out. I can promise you that. So that's paradox number one. Here's another paradox. Paradox number two. You know, it's really frustrating for actors because they don't get a lot of feedback after an audition. Also, it's really interesting to find out that in rehearsal, a lot of actors are kind of unsatisfied because they're not sure if the director really is liking what they're doing or liking their work. And so the actors thinking to themselves, I need some feedback. So the actor that seeks feedback directly often will find themselves in a difficult position, because if they do solicit some feedback, either from a director or from a casting director, or they prompt their agent to get some feedback, sometimes the feedback actually ruins the acting moments. And that's absolutely true. And I can speak to this directly. I love doing A Few Good Men on Broadway. I did over 500 performances. I played Lieutenant Kendrick for a long time on Broadway. And it was a really exciting experience to have the opportunity to work with Aaron Sorkin, and Don Scardino was directing. And I remember very clearly that Don Scardino called me over to talk to me and chat with me about something. And I don't even remember what I went to talk to him about. I don't even remember what the situation was. But here's what I do remember. I do remember when he said to me, you know, you do this moment where just before you address the troops, you look out above the audience's head and you say your first line out into the audience. He said, and that's just a beautifully frightening moment. And it really sets the whole scene up in such a good way. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so flattered. Thank you, Donnie. I really appreciate hearing that. And I felt, you know what? That was really, really nice of him, because most of the time directors don't give feedback. And guess what? That moment was never truthful again. And I actually kind of was pissed off. because it took me out. I was hearing his note complimenting the moment rather than me being fully invested in the character and just doing the moment. So be careful of asking or seeking feedback, because even when you get the feedback, it might put you in a situation where it's not truthful for you anymore. I've often said that the best feedback in an audition is the callback, and that is absolutely true. You don't need any more positive reinforcement if you get a callback. And if you don't get the job, the callback should absolutely feel like you are on the right track and that there is something about you and your work that is positive and reaffirming. And just because you are a fantastic apple doesn't necessarily mean they're looking for apples. They might be looking for an orange. So be careful about that. Here's another paradox, and that is, I want to join the union, SAG-AFTRA, for example, and that's the Actors Performers Union, for those of you who don't know. I want to join SAG-AFTRA. I want that union job, but I can't get a union job unless I'm a member of the union. I hear this a lot. In other words, I have to be a member of the union in order to book union work, but I can't book union work if I'm not a member of the union. So let's tear that apart a little bit, shall we? How is it then that there are actors who are union members? How does that happen? Well, I can tell you, like the agent conundrum, like the agent paradox we talked about, the first one on this podcast, the most important aspect, I think, for you to consider is seeking out any job opportunity that might be available, whether you are union or not. Now, that's true that agents don't necessarily need you to be a member of the union in order to join the agency. And sometimes agents have good relationships with casting directors, and the agent might be able to convince a casting director to see an actor, even though they might not be union, even though it's a union job. Well, that's a way that the actor goes in. They're so perfect, they're so right, they're so specific to the role that they must join the union. And that's how that happens. Here's another way that you're asked to join the union. Being a member of Equity sometimes allows you, because of certain periods of time, I guess the only way I can think of it as like they have union specials. Like if you're a member of Equity, sometimes they open up SAG-AFTRA membership to people. So you might want to just keep your ear to the railroad track and find out when those opportunities come up. That might be a great way to join the union. Be careful about being anxious to join a union. I've never seen a union member actually get more employment because they joined the union. That means that there are opportunities that might be coming your way, but I don't see the act of joining a union making for more work. So be careful about that. The other way that you are invited to join the union is if you're on a set, maybe you're in background, and maybe the director says, you know, you there with the red hat and the chinos, why don't you play the waiter in this scene? And that has actually happened, where you're sort of, I guess the word is, upgraded on a set, and then you can and must become a union member. There is also a situation called Taft-Hartley, that you do a union job, you have 90 days before you become what's called a must join. So you try to book as much union work as possible. Again, I would say to all of those actors who think that joining the union is going to be the answer to their professional prayer, please don't think that way. The reality from where I sit is that joining the union is an evolution. It sort of happens when it's supposed to. When the right opportunity presents itself, you'll know. And whether it's because you have an opportunity that you book a job and become a must join, or whether or not you make a connection with somebody who's in the business, who then brings you on to an audition, and then you get a union job, and therefore you must join, that's another. So there are all kinds of different ways and avenues by which you can find out about whether you should join the union or not. I guess my advice is just please, please do yourself a favor and don't push it. So here's another paradox that I think is really kind of neat to pull apart a little bit as we're talking about those paradoxes in the business, actors often ask me, you know, I really want to develop connections with people in the industry, like agents and managers, and I really would like to figure out, is there a way that I can develop these relationships without being perceived as being pushy? In other words, if I email somebody, they're going to think I'm just being obnoxious and desperate. If I postcard somebody, that's going to look like kind of cheesy and not be appreciated. If I aggressively seek somebody at a cocktail party, and because I know that they're an agent, and say, are you looking for people? That's going to be poorly viewed and received. And so therefore, what can I do to develop relationships if I am being perceived as being obnoxious or pushy? Now, I think generally that this is an excellent paradox. because my answer is if just because you're asking the question is evidence enough that you're probably not being too pushy. Just like any relationship, it evolves over time. And when you see that person on a continual basis or on a regular or semi-regular basis, that's always an opportunity where a relationship is growing and developing. So don't be afraid of just putting in the time. Also, no two relationships are alike. That you may have a very friendly and cordial relationship with me at McCorkle Casting, and I say hello to you, and you say hello to me, and maybe a couple weeks later I get a postcard, and you're letting me know that you're doing something, or you've just joined a class, or it was really cool to see you a couple of weeks ago, hope things are well. You know, those are the ways in which these relationships develop over time. I love the relationships I have with some of the students that I've worked with and some of the students that I've met. They're just staying in touch. They're just letting me know what's happened to them. And I appreciate that. I like that. And I think that that's very professional. So as long as you're using a professional filter, the reality is that you're not going to be perceived as pushy or obnoxious, I think. So I think that's really helpful, don't you? The final paradox I'd like to talk about today, as we're doing this theme on paradox today, is the actor is told that they need to make really bold choices, that they have to come in, especially in an audition, and they have to be confident, they have to have bold choices, they have to take risks, and they must be strong and really committed to the choices that they make. Now that's great, isn't it? Don't you feel good after just hearing that? And then at the same time, the paradox is that you've got to be really, really flexible. That you have to make all kinds of adjustments. The director might want to see another color, or the director may think that you've approached the role in the wrong way. And that paradox can be really frustrating because the actor at once has to be committed and bold and confident. And at the same time, they've got to be malleable. They've got to be flexible. They've got to be able to make an adjustment at the drop of a hat. Now, I appreciate that being such a paradox. I really do, because I think it really speaks to the challenge that actors have in the perception of how they work. So let me just address that, because I think what we're talking about is a learned thing. To be flexible, to take an adjustment, those are all part of the actor's technique. I mean, I know directors who will give you an adjustment just to see how you take the adjustment. Can you make the adjustment? How entrenched, that's the word, how entrenched are you in the choices that you've made that it's intractable, that you can't do it any other way at the drop of a hat? So first and foremost, really make sure that you have the choices at your disposal, but that when you can take a breath, when you breathe through, take a note, let it absorb, take a minute to really think that note through, and then completely make that adjustment as clean as you possibly can. That is a learned thing. That's not something that has to do with your talent or your innate ability. It has everything to do with your technique. And the technique has to be that I can show confident, I can make bold choices, but at the same time, they're not so bold that they're part of my inner core, my inner self. That those choices are there for the moment, and that in another moment, I can go ahead and commit to other choices equally. That's what needs to be done. That's the work that needs to take place. And, you know, I don't know exactly how you do that other than through experience or other than through working with somebody, either in a class or with somebody who you work with privately. It's a learned thing. And that's what I think is valuable. And so once you realize that, then you're going to also realize it's really not really a paradox at all, that it's a technique. Wow, where did the time go? I hope you had a good time with this. We're talking about paradoxes today on Casting Actors Cast. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen. Please let me know that you heard this episode, and what are your thoughts? What are your paradoxes? Because I'd be glad to answer them on future episodes. Wow, how fun. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and you've been listening to Casting Actors Cast. Thanks.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in.
Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.